Welcome to the Nerdiverse Podcast, episode 9.
Don't 9!
Yeah, one away from 10. That's how that works.
Wow.
Do my math. It's math night.
Math night.
Yes.
This is good math music.
Well, we had that all during the pre-show. Meet math.
Hey.
Heyo.
You should
join us for the pre-show.
Come on in.
Well, that's not all we listen to during the pre-show.
No.
Tonight we're going to bring some news. Good news and bad news.
Good news and bad news.
Oh, let's get it quiet in here.
Well, before we get into that.
We're not going to.
Danny, how was your week?
My week was great. I turned 29.
29?
I did. I turned 29 yesterday. Yay.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm getting old. Not quite as old as you, but I'm getting there.
Yep. You will never be as old as me.
That's how that works, too. Oh, math thing.
Math. We're yes. Back around to it.
Back around. Yeah, it was a good week. I don't think we did anything special. We had my birthday. I did some shots at the comic book store.
Yeah? You took some pictures?
We took pictures of the shots, not after.
Oh, drinking shots.
Mm.
Oh, yes. Cool.
Yeah, we had a good time. Free
did
cake.
Did you do 29 shots?
No. I did two.
Two?
That's my limit when I'm in public.
Yeah.
Anyway, Myers, how was your week?
It was good. Did a bunch of nothing. So actually, no, I take that back. We put in a front door in my house. So
you put a front
door
in.
It's manual labor at my house.
What'd you do without a front door?
It was old, and she wanted a new steel door instead of the wood door and all that. So
steel door. What are you in a panic room or something?
No, it's just a standard door. It's nothing. Stupid thing. It's steel on the outside, but when I was drilling it out for the new door handle, it's like foam on the inside.
Does it have blast shields?
No, I wish it did.
That'd
be awesome. No, it doesn't. It's just a standard steel thing. But the cool thing, though, it has like a little blind, and you move the little thing, and it's all internal to the glass.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Like when you clean it, you don't have to pull the blinds off to clean the window.
That's cool.
Who cleans windows? Cody, how was your week?
My week was good. It was busy. I was out in San Diego all week. It was great.
Jealous.
I just got back in early this morning.
We've had San Diego weather here, so I'm not that
jealous.
We
kind of have.
Yeah, kind of.
Here in sunny Central Florida.
I got back here today, and it's kind of like San Diego weather, except it's still humid.
It's not that humid.
It's not humid.
It's
nice
not
try.
That humid, but compared to San Diego, it's humid.
Yeah. No.
Whatever.
So anyways, I had a good week.
Would you do anything else besides work in San Diego?
I did. A few nights we had... The client that I was working with had off-site parties, so I went downtown to a couple different places in San Diego.
Were you in like the Gaslight District?
Gaslamp District,
yeah. That place is awesome.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a place called Dick's Last Resort, a sports bar kind of place, and we had a lot of fun. It was good.
I think I've been to Dick's.
Yeah?
I'm trying to remember where we went. We had a Tom's party there.
It's a place that everyone are dicks to you.
Oh,
so, they're rowdy and jerks, and it's really kind of funny.
I didn't go there.
Okay.
I would have walked out.
Yeah.
I don't do
well,
that
it's
nonsense.
The whole gimmick. Mm-hmm. It's funny. They're, you're sipping on your Coke, and they're like, Ma, he just dropped his straw.
Ma?
Yeah, screaming at you, telling you did the wrong thing.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And then they, make you get on your knees and
what?
Lick up the stuff off the floor.
What?
And
what?
Yeah, they try and do outrageous things.
Do people do that?
Well, it was
did
premium
you, wait,
open
did
bar,
you
so
do that?
Most people were doing
whatever they were
everything.
Told?
Yeah.
So basically, if you don't do it, you get kicked out.
No,
not
at all.
But you get made fun of.
Yeah, you just get made fun of. That's
I
all.
Can't. Yeah, I can't take that kind of.
They put on a hat. Like they would walk around. They had these big chef hats.
Right.
They would get a Sharpie and write things on it, and they put one on the guy that I was sitting next to that said, my idea of a threesome are my two hands.
Oh, my God!
But they wouldn't let you read it. And so...
So you had to sit around with the ridiculous clothes.
Yeah.
I would not go there.
It was funny as long as it didn't happen to you.
Yeah, no. I'm a magnet for that kind of crap.
Yep.
Just like Steve Jobs dying on my birthday. Anyway. Let's get into the news.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I just got text message. Somebody text messaged me some pictures of...
What?
They have no. I mean, it's really geeky. They have an entire call it? A chest full of comics. And I'm kind of he's not a comic guy. I don't know what's going on.
Does he want
Anyways, me? All right, let's get into the news.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
You're louder than everyone else in my headphones.
Hey, well, I'll be quiet. Sorry.
Okay. I'm screwing with
you. Yeah, so... anyways, okay. So, are you familiar with Kickstarter?
I am very familiar.
Yes.
I love Kickstarter.
Yeah, Kickstarter is great, but they basically have been hit with a patent claim over crowdfunding. So hopefully this doesn't change the way Kickstarter works. Basically, they're saying that, you know, they're not within their legal rights because they didn't pay the patent fees to use the technology for crowdfunding. It's really kind of dumb. I'll be honest. I am over patents. Mm. I mean, it's just it's a gimmick.
You have to have a patent.
You have
to have something funded by a group of people.
Right. Somebody came up with the idea and put patents on records.
No way.
Because here's the thing with patents. Two people can come up with the same idea, but if you didn't get it into the patent office before somebody else, then you have to pay that person for the idea you came up with.
Right. Mm.
So, I don't know. It's just kind of silly.
Yeah, but it also saves your property.
It does, but, I mean, something as simple as that, I mean...
Well, it can't just be as simple as crowdfunding.
That's
apparently
what
be
yeah.
a little bit more in depth
well,
than that.
Okay, let me see here.
I'm sure there are clearly defined stipulations on what type of funding it can be.
Here's the patent: methods and apparatuses for financing and marketing a creative work. The inventor, former studio musician for Journey, and founder of ArtistShare, a perfectly legitimate and forward-thinking website which allows fans to show appreciation for their favorite artists by funding their recording projects in exchange for access to the creative process.
He patented, made his own site, and now he's mad that Kickstarter is doing better than him.
Basically.
But it's not even just recording arts.
But it's saying creative projects, and that's how he patented it. So it
wow.
it comes and it kind of gives the middle finger to Kickstarter.
Well, there's good and the bads of patents, and this kind of just sucks because Kickstarter is a pretty great thing.
Okay, I just lost my tab.
That's okay. You have written notes down.
Awesome. That's for the other stuff. Marvel.
Yeah, Marvel.
Has many films coming out.
Yes, sir.
Some being Iron Man 2, the new Spider-Man.
You mean Iron Man 3.
I'm sorry, Iron Man 3. This thing is running really slow. Iron Man 3, Spider-Man, and...
Avengers.
Man, I gotta get this
the Avengers.
The Avengers coming out, yeah. But they also have a few other things coming out in the works.
What we got?
Ant-Man.
Yes.
Guardians of the Galaxy, which was a 1969 comic that was rebooted in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And another movie-based project based on the comic Inhumans, which are an advanced race of beings who are created in an experiment performed on humans by aliens called the Kree.
Hmm.
So there's a few more in the wings here.
That's good. It's good to hear some that aren't so superhero-driven. I kind of like that. Right, Cody?
I don't really like that.
You just prefer this big, the tights and the capes?
Yeah.
The
Why not?
And the buffness.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess if you're all for tights and capes, awesome.
It works.
Gay.
Barely.
So anyways, let me see what else I got here. Because everything is, I'm really kind of screwed right now.
Oh.
Why?
Because
I
closed the tab that I was working in.
Oh, jeez.
Killing our news portion of the night.
Yeah. Okay, so I can talk about this without it being up. Simpsons.
Ugh.
I mean, I watched The Simpsons a lot when I was a kid.
I didn't.
But I don't think I've watched it in quite a while. They're actually on the bubble right now on whether or not they're going to be canceled. This show's been around for almost 25 years.
Well, that's fine because no one cares anymore.
Well, go ahead.
I'm starting to get frustrated in general about entertainment. Like, I just read in the paper today that the Magic, they're canceling the preseason, the rest of it,
well,
and they may be canceling some games.
It's not just the Magic.
And,
it's the entire NBA.
That's what I'm saying. And then football may not happen this year, like it was talked about before, and now like all these shows that have been around for forever may not be continuing. Like, what's going on? Why do we have to pay people so much freaking money for these shows?
Well, and ultimately that's what it's coming down to on this.
Yeah,
they're saying that the major cast of The Simpsons are getting paid $8 million a year to
what?
Do their voice acting, but they're being asked to take a 50% pay cut. Down to $4 million a year, but in return of the basically that, they're going to get residual rights because they don't have any residual rights to their characters. So they're going to offering them a small percentage of residual rights for all everything that goes on afterwards. So like any re-airs and that kind of stuff, once the show's off, they're done getting paid.
Well, but,
wow.
But still, they're making so much money.
You would
That's
think
the
so.
Thing. And now,
No. If they're making $8 million a year to be a voice.
Right. But let me say, if the more money you make, the more money you spend.
That's fine. That's their own problem, though.
Well, I understand.
Right.
I don't feel sorry for them at all. 25 years and...
The problem is, though, they're used to that lifestyle.
Exactly.
So the only way for it to continue is for the whole thing to crash and then to start over. Like, we're going to keep going through this same garbage. I was just out in San Diego, and one of the local guys was telling me that they don't air the San Diego Chargers games in the town unless they sell over 3/4 of the seats in the stadium.
It's like that in every,
as like a
events.
Punishment to the local community. If you don't build into this, if you don't pay the money so the players can have all the money they need, then we're not even going to air your local football game.
Right. It's
so frustrating.
It's just a blackout. Yeah.
I mean, I don't really see a solution to it.
No. Yeah. I mean, they're saying if they don't sell out the game, if they don't sell most of the games, if people aren't willing to go out and go to them, then they can't see them.
That's why I'm not a fan of local teams.
Well, you are a fan of this, and you're not going to be happy to hear it.
Oh.
But Dexter's also on the bubble.
Well.
Based on financing.
That didn't surprise me. did you see the cast this year?
No.
It kind of went all out.
I'm not up to date on that. I've watched like 2 episodes, and I need to get back into it.
This is season 6. I thought they were going to be done with five.
Oh, really?
I really did. Because it's a Showtime show. They don't really go... I mean, they don't go that many seasons, excuse me, without being canceled. I mean, Dexter peaked at season 4,
right,
with the Trinity Killer.
I don't spoil it.
I'm just telling you who the bad guy is.
Okay,
John Lithgow. He won a Golden Globe for it.
Did he really?
The season after was good. It was
right.
It's still a great show. It's still better than 90% of TV shows on TV. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't surprise me that it's slightly probably going to get canceled soon.
Ah.
All I hope is that they tell them this is the last season so they can wrap everything up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like what they've done with Chuck. Like with Chuck. Chuck's getting their 5th season, but they said this is it. So they're going to wrap everything up in Chuck, which is great.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've been told like for the past 2 seasons.
I don't need another Firefly where I'm in love with the show and it just
stops.
Snap. It's done. There's no ending.
Yeah. At least Chuck will have a resolve and, you know, they'll figure it out at the end. Although... Well, I don't know. I never did finish Heroes either. I didn't finish Heroes.
I didn't either. It went on forever.
You can, well, it's dead.
Yeah.
You can buy every season for $9.99 at Target right now.
Oh, yeah?
Each season's $9.99?
Yeah.
First season's worth buying.
It's sad, man. It was such a good show. So much promise in that show.
Oh, well, see, what I think what killed that was the writer's strike in season 2. You ended up with a short season, and it was like everything, nothing really developed like it did in the previous season. So, Xbox Live is bringing Comcast, Sci-Fi, HBO, and more to Xbox Live. So you'll be able to watch live TV on Xbox Live.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited
about
this.
How much is that?
That's pretty cool.
Is it in my $50 a year?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, the only thing I've read, I mean, they have a list of the channels that they're going to be bringing in, HBO, ESPN.
Right.
I mean, it's quite a bit in here. But I don't know. I mean, it says right in it, it says Xbox Live Gold membership and or other subscription fees required.
So
yeah, but I mean, it might be the point at which we might be able to kill cable and just go with the Xbox Live and pull it in that way. I'd be really excited to see that.
You know, Troy just brought up something about the BBC, and I really wish that we would have like the same schedule as the BBC on some stuff, especially Top Gear.
And Doctor Who?
No, not Doctor Who.
Oh, Doctor Who, absolutely.
Okay.
It's
well,
a great season this year.
That's you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm watching it.
Are
it's
you?
Fine. There's nothing. I'm not like.
Wait,
oh
but
my
did
God.
You watch the entire? Like, how far back did you start? Season 4.
On what are you talking about?
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Oh
cares?
Yeah. You're a fan?
Oh, I'm. I am. I am a
okay.
fan.
I haven't
sure.
watched it at all.
He's a Whovian.
Oh sure. I'm not. I mean, I'm not real deep. Like, I'm not.
I've
really
seen the scarves.
The scarves.
I've seen your Sonic screwdriver.
Oh, yeah.
I saw all the fanatics at Dragon Con, and they're like a whole different level of nerd.
Yeah, I bought a bunch of bow ties because bow ties are cool.
Apparently.
Not really.
No, I started...
cool.
Anyway. Tennant? Is it Tennant?
David Tennant, yeah.
Is it the guy from Gone 6 Seconds?
You know,
bad guy.
I don't know. Maybe
I don't know.
Was it Troy? Troy knows Doctor Who.
Troy says it's where it's at. So, yeah. It's a cool show. It's real. It's a little too cheesy for me.
It is. I mean, it's definitely campy. It's designed for children. I mean, it's like a family show, not really children, but a family show in UK. I mean, you look at some of the children in need events they do, and it's definitely a large child audience.
All I'm saying is, they can give me Top Gear live. I'm game.
Yeah.
Not live, but air to the same time it airs in the BBC.
Right. So and even if you wanted to go on to BBC and watch it on their thing,
do that.
You can't do that. You can't go on their website and do it unless you're actually in the BBC. So.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he's right. Thank you.
He says it's the same plot over and over and over. But
how long has it been around,
Doctor Who? Doctor Who's been around years? Since the 60s, but it was rebooted in 2005.
Okay.
So we're not really rebooted because the character...
Has it been 10 Doctors?
It's the 12th Doctor,
12th doctors,
if I'm not mistaken.
Excuse me.
Jeez.
Yeah, but basically, the way that the writers created the show, it's written in such a way that, if an actor decides he doesn't want to do it anymore, he's easily written out because the character regenerates. So, when he dies, quote-unquote, he basically regenerates as a new look about him.
Well,
so
that's perfect for a TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, it's been around forever.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
The doctor you're talking about, Christopher Eccleston.
Okay,
yes.
So you started in 2005 then. So you saw the Rose Story.
Yes.
Okay.
It's okay.
And you've caught all the way up to now?
Yeah.
And you're still saying it's just okay?
I tried. Andy made me try.
All right. I'll leave it at that.
They were just like, oh, it's Doctor Who. And then everybody's like, oh, Doctor's amazing. So I'm like, well, I'm going to get caught up to, I'm guessing, when the amazing stuff is, and I haven't seen it.
Okay.
It's a fun show. You've, I'm not hating on
I have,
it.
I have a newfound
I
respect
just,
for you.
I prefer a little less cheese.
All right.
I mean,
Firefly was the same amount of cheese in it as well.
Here's the thing. The difference, though, is I don't have this magic phone booth. I don't have my sonic screwdriver.
Firefly was cheesy, but...
It's just set in the future.
Yeah, it was in a reality of the
There's
time.
There's no magic
that,
to it.
There's no magic to that either. He's an alien. It's alien
fantasy,
tech.
It's more fantasy though than sci-fi.
Let me think. Fantasy, there needs to be trees and
oh,
fairies,
God.
And sci-fi, there's nuts and bolts. So
oh
therefore,
my gosh,
that is the
it's,
dumbest.
It's, no,
oh my
no,
gosh.
Think about it. Think
is
about
that
it.
Really,
no, no.
The theory you're going
I
with?
I know there's, it. I know there's science in it. That's the thing.
Yes.
But it still feels a little too,
okay,
mystical.
Troy has a good point. What did you think about the Weeping Angels?
Okay, that was a little more...
Those are the creepiest characters I know
of. But that's fantasy to me. That's not... That's more like...
Right, you take Firefly, right? It's spaceships.
Right.
Which exist.
It's a fantasy western.
It's a fantasy western, but it's all realistic.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a spaceship.
I don't know.
Here's
and
the thing, like...
They use real guns, and they...
I don't want this to be... Yeah, I don't want it to be a Firefly versus Doctor Who episode. I know that. I know they're two different shows, totally.
Right.
But for me, it's like, Firefly is the future. Doctor Who is now. Like, it's supposed to be now. So it doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But it's alternate universe. But yeah, I understand
where
you're going with it. But yeah, all right. I'll leave it at that. We can have a Doctor Who episode another time.
I'll rewatch. But, you know what? I'll watch some of the best episodes again.
Okay.
I'll try. I like the new guy. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
He's fine.
Matt Smith. Don't I like him?
Yeah.
Matt Smith's one of the better characters.
I've listened to podcasts with him. He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
He's normal.
All right.
Oh, man. Let's move on.
Breaking news.
Oh.
Lady Gaga could become Queen's new lead singer.
Yes.
You've been waiting on this for a while, haven't you?
Oh, I had it queued up.
Man, you are lucky to be here.
I am really kind of sad about this.
I am pissed off.
Queen, oh my gosh.
I'm fuming over
really?
Here.
Really right now?
He is in another room.
Oh my God. I'd smack him across the face if he was in here.
Jeez.
Do you want this to be singing We Are the Champions? Pull up Queen and listen to it. Come on, you could do that quick. I mean, I really, really, really do not want
if
her
she
as
ever
the lead
sang
singer.
Bohemian
of Queen.
Rhapsody, I would fly wherever she is and just be mad in my spot.
It's
I would pout.
There's just no way she could replace
Freddie.
I mean, they're both cross dressers, but I mean, Really?
I could see it.
Lady Gaga this?
I could see it.
Oh my gosh, Cody.
Who else is going to do it?
Nobody. No one should do it. There's no reason
yeah,
this needs to happen.
Okay. Okay, but regardless.
No, there's no regardless.
Queen's coming back.
It
should be
trying.
It should be anybody.
They're
going to
do it.
It should be a no name.
So what, you just want them to be an instrumentalist?
No.
Band like a
It needs to be if it's going to be replaced, it needs to be no one with already a perceived notion about them.
No, right. See, I disagree because his vocals are so over the top.
Then you need to find someone who can do it and not have it be someone who can't do
but
it.
But who is the most out there, over the top vocalist in the music industry right now?
But that's not who Freddie Mercury was, though. He wasn't just an out there, over the top vocalist. He was amazing. Gaga's not amazing. She's a performer.
Right. Yeah. Which is probably what they're going for. They're trying to come back. They're trying to make some more money.
Thank you, Troy.
What I would like to see is if they want to get back together, that's awesome. But call it something else and do your own original music, but don't do the original Queen song.
Right. Okay, Cody, who? Besides Gaga, anybody you can think of?
To do this?
Yeah. Exactly. Nobody.
I'd rather see Weird Al
do
it than her. I mean.
Oh, my gosh. It's so
I'm trying to think.
There, you can't.
Yeah, I.
Justin Timberlake.
Oh,
Fred Durst.
Fred Durst, that would be great.
We're making it worse.
I'd go see the show.
So, anyways, all right.
This is yeah.
Pull
this,
that out before
this
we get
better
sued.
Not happen.
One last thing in the news before we move on to everything else is the FCC is mandating GPS devices in all phones by 2018.
Well, yeah, so they keep tracking us.
I know. I'm really kind of scared about this.
And then we get the chips, and they just track everything we do.
They've been tracking us forever. Who cares?
Did you guys see the episode of Futurama where they had the iPhone?
Nope.
And it was like something they implanted in your eyeball.
No.
And it was your phone. Yeah, it was basically where they could take over your body and all this great stuff. So,
no.
Yeah, I'm a little scared about that. I mean, they're saying it so that the police department can find you in case of emergency and all that good
stuff. Right, right. Or the police department can find you FBI, and track everything you do.
Exactly.
I've watched the movies. They've been tracking our stuff since the 80s.
Oh, yeah. No, I have an awesome app on my phone that shows, you know, we were talking or how that all that news came out about the iPhone tracking where you've been.
Yeah.
I have this program that I downloaded off the Cydia called Footprints, and it literally tracks where I've been. And it shows me on a map, like all the points that Apple has brought up. It's going to take a little while to pull up. But anyways, you'll see it in just a second. It's pretty scary to see that all those points are being. But what they said is the iPhone's not necessarily tracking it. Although it is keeping the log, what's happening is anytime you use a GPS-enabled program,
right. It
stores that data. And so that's when it's actually
doing
it.
Isn't that almost every program, though?
Anymore, yeah. And you pull out the Instagram, you pull out the Facebook, you pull out anything, and it's tracking your location.
You know what's interesting to me about this whole GPS technology stuff? It's almost like I'm not a liar, right? But there's those people
trust
in your
issues.
Life that you don't really like to be around or like... There's things you don't really want to do, so you make up little excuses like, "Oh, I can't go work out because I have to work," and then your buddy goes to work out anyways, and then you post something on Facebook, or someone tags you somewhere on Facebook.
Oh yeah.
And then it's like, "Well, I thought you said you couldn't come work out," and then you go up to Drunken Monkey and get a coffee with so and so.
Busted.
It's almost, I don't know. I don't get so concerned with the invasion of privacy as much as I do like. I just don't want everyone to know where I'm at all the time.
Oh, I agree.
I don't know.
Wow, there are hundreds of dots on this map.
Isn't there? And that's only from one day.
One day?
If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
Gosh, I mean, it's like it's all the way down like
some of them
Parliament
are
House.
Some of them are spread out. Parliament House is not on there, by the way.
This show that I just did in San Diego, it was a lot about technology.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people who came in to speak was an advocate for the Google Wallet stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And he was talking about the new technology with that. And it sounds great. you know, everything is stored right there on your mobile device.
Right.
You swipe your mobile device, it charges your account, it tracks your trends.
Mm-hmm.
So it sends you customized advertisements, it sends you customized coupons. It sounds great, but the security part of that.
Oh, it's scary.
I just don't know, like, our whole identity will be traveling in ones and zeros over the air all the time, regardless of where you're at. The whole shift here, it's really scary.
Well, and being a distance technology versus a direct technology, being like you have to actually plug your phone into something,
right,
is what's scary to me. I mean, like, have you guys used the Starbucks app on the iPhone?
Yeah,
I haven't tried it yet.
It's great. I just started using it, like, when I was away at the water bottle show. And but, yeah, I'm really psyched about it. And, like, it basically pulls up a barcode that Starbucks can scan.
Done it.
When you do your purchase. So, like, you load your gift card on there. And
handed my phone through the window.
Did you really?
Drive-through? Scanned
nice.
It and sent it, gave it back to me.
But I don't mind that. It's this Wi-Fi technology that's kind of scary to me. So.
Yeah, it's all just too insecure.
So, yeah. But, all right, so that's that. So, FCC might be tracking us here real soon. So, on to our very sad... it's all around sad, if
it
you
is
ask
sad.
Me.
Let's have a moment of silence for Steve Jobs' ghost.
Oh, he's already out of the chat room.
He left.
So,
anyway.
All right. So, as most of you have already heard, I'm sure all of you have probably already heard,
Blasphemy.
What?
Don't get his name wrong the day after he dies.
You're doing like a little
Jobs.
Special form. It's Jobs. You keep
Jobs.
You say Jobs. I know we grew up with some Jobs.
I know. Jobs is messing me up. Steve Jobs has passed.
Yes.
I'm happy he hung with us as long as he can, because pancreatic cancer is quite scary and quite quick, according to my wife, who's a nurse. So it was just a matter of time, unfortunately. But
it was a sad day.
It was just yesterday he passed.
On my birthday.
So it was the day after the iPhone 4GS was announced.
Yeah, I got really like pissed off at people who were being like, oh, it's because, you know, he announced the 4S, 4GS instead of the 5. And
right.
He's so
he's turning
like,
over in his grave
I'm
before
like,
his grave
shut
happened.
Up.
Yeah.
Like, God, there's not idiots, like ignorant people.
Well,
shut up.
And to be honest, I mean, people who there's a lot of haters out there of the iPhone and Apple technology. Just because it's the fear of the unknown a lot of times, or they don't like the fact that it has popularity. They're the people who like things that are not popular, you know, basically hipsters. So
called out.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not saying hipsters because hipsters love the iPhone, but that's the idea ideology behind hipster esque is you don't like the popular, you know,
right.
You want to be on the underground. So, but you know, I don't know. So, yeah. So, let's move on to...
Well, let's keep talking about Steve real quick.
Okay. What do you want to say about Steve?
I was going to talk about, like, some of his accomplishments.
Okay, go for
it. It's still coming up. I had it saved. Sorry.
I can talk about something real quick while
go
you're pulling
it.
That
go
up.
Go for it.
Something I'm not excited about is hearing all the evangelicals talk about Steve Jobs. I've already gotten an email... that talks about how he was involved in drugs and his lifestyle. And I can't remember all the specifics, but it's like a day after he dies and there's already like all these spam emails being sent
the
evangelical community. And it's a guy who literally altered history.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from his accomplishments... If it was only Microsoft, where would we be today? It's insane to think, like, if Apple never existed.
We would be like that first commercial that Apple ever put out.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, exactly.
From
yeah.
What was that? What movie was that from? I don't even remember what movie
it
was from.
Yeah, we'd be on Linux. That's
yeah.
very true.
Oh, yeah. So, but, yeah, I mean, I saw it as well. I saw, you know, people are like, well, now he's going to visit Buddha, and we'll see how much his faith in Buddha
yeah.
actually is. I mean, because he was a Buddhist.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm not justifying lifestyle decisions. Right. I'm just saying it annoys me that it annoys me that people can't see him for his accomplishments.
Right.
And not be so rude. Like, seriously?
Oh, he's still warm.
The guy just died.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. I think, you know, they're you got to look at what he's done and what he's brought to all of us and the things that, I mean, we wouldn't have this touchscreen technology at this point. I mean, it would probably be coming. It probably wouldn't be as polished as this is in the end. I mean, if you look at the other techs, I mean, basically they kind of mimicked what Apple was doing with the iPhone 1.
Yeah.
And they made it a little better. And then Apple came back and made it a little better. And it went back and forth.
Right.
Until you get these great devices. And eventually one person's going to come out on top. And whether it be Apple or it be Android, so be it. You know, whatever.
Right. But they just had a whole different approach to the way that they did business. And, you know, the drugs and the crazy lifestyles, maybe that played into all of that. But, you know,
he might have done some drugs and he might have had crazy lifestyles, but how many music stars haven't?
Exactly.
So, I mean, you don't hear it when they die. Oh, man, you know, Ozzy Osbourne was into drugs. Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, that's a quite obvious, you know, thing. So, I mean, maybe you don't see it by the nerditry. You know, I mean, most nerds aren't into, you know, drugs. They might go to a few parties, but not necessarily crazy parties. But Steve was always he had a very big personality. So, I mean, it's easy to see him falling to the quote-unquote cool crowd or whatever, you know.
Right.
Did you get that pulled up?
Yeah. I remember reading it today, and I wanted to read it. It was just like a little timeline real quick on what he had accomplished. Not accomplished, but what Apple did with him. And it was saying that April 1st, 1976, founded Apple, and they released the Apple I. In 1977, the Apple II came out. And then, Apple II was the, you know, the first real packaged computer. And then 1984, the Macintosh was released. The Apple, the Mac was the very first thing. And then, in 1985, he was kicked out of Apple. He founded Next with six people. And then 88, Next created his first computer. And then, let's see. And then in 97, from 88 to 97, he was at Next. And then 97, he returned to Apple as the interim CEO. In 98, he unveiled the iMac. 99 was the iBook. 2003 was iTunes Music Store. 06 was the Apple TV. 07 was the iPhone. 2008 was the MacBook Air. 2010 was the iPad. And 2011, he announced the iCloud. It's a big list of amazing stuff that has changed our lifestyle.
If one person would have just done the iTunes Music Store, for instance.
Right.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is
huge. Think of what we were doing before. There was no legal way to get music except for to go to the store and you buy a CD that has 9 tracks you don't want to hear and 1 track you do want to hear.
Right.
For full price, you know, for $15. And now we have this way. And then there was Napster, you know. So that was the illegal way for things to happen. And Napster was getting shut down, and iTunes came in and said, you know what, we'll create a legal way to do this. And I think iTunes alone has created this magnificent way to discover music, because you don't have to get an entire album just to discover a new band.
No, definitely. I mean,
and the ability now to listen like a minute and a half to the song before you listen to it.
Yeah,
I mean,
amazing.
That's quite a bit to see if you like it or not. So
I agree. Cody, do you have anything else to say?
I was just looking at his net worth.
Oh, geez.
His net worth this year was estimated $8.3 billion.
Gosh.
The 110th richest man in the world.
Wow.
That's a
if only I could have one of those bees.
Yeah. And it says there's no word yet on plans for his estate.
Oh God!
But he's got three children.
He has four actually. He has.
Yeah.
He has three
from another wife.
He has three with his current wife, and he had one in 1978. I wish I was that child because I was born in 1978. but basically, from what I was reading, they were living on welfare, and he would not grant paternity to them because he said he was sterile. And then at another point, he's like, "Oh wait, maybe I'm not. Here's your alimony and child support." So yeah, but he has four. He has four children. Three from his most recent marriage. But I think it was 91, something like that.
Interesting. So, let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on from Steve. One for me, and one from my homie. Let's move on to iPhone 4 news. Actually, let's go ahead and get this out on the table. The reason why the iPhone 5 was not released right now is because the LTE technology is not good enough yet. They were saying they were having issues.
It's not the first time we've heard that the technology isn't correct yet for an Apple product to come out.
It is not?
Yeah, it's like first time we've heard this. And it's just frustrating to hear people complain about this.
Right. Well, basically, they were saying that it's not perfect yet. And basically, they would have had to make hardware changes to make the Qualcomm chip work properly in there. So they said, all right, fine, let's go ahead and release the 4GS as scheduled. And we'll plan for the future to get Qualcomm to make us a better chip so that we can actually do what we want with the device and keep it small, keep the battery power up, those kind of things. They aren't making sacrifices like other companies do to make the chips actually work.
Yeah, they're not putting like five phones out a month that are
exactly
for different providers. It's just the iPhone.
Right. So this is the reason why we don't have the iPhone 5. LTE was not ready yet, according to analysts. So what we do have, though, is this Apple 4GS. Actually, before we talk about that, what do you think about this new card service? Did you hear about the card service?
yes and no.
I thought it was pretty cool.
I heard about it and I thought someone was joking.
I haven't heard about it.
No, actually, at the beginning of the conference, and it was a very small thing now, but they came out with the Apple Card service. So basically, you could take a picture out of your iPhoto and put it in their cards, and for $2.99, you can actually have a card with your picture on it and whatever you want to say on the inside mailed to somebody as well. So that's actually cheaper than a greeting card these days.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool. I mean,
not bad.
You can go in there and do that.
I didn't think it was worthy of an announcement.
Well, I think it was with something as big as the iPhone 4, I think it just got really quickly pushed to the side.
Yeah.
I think it was big enough for an announcement. I think they should have got it out there, but maybe with a OS release.
I think it probably could have used a commercial.
I think
not so much.
That probably hits a different demographic than they normally go after.
Right,
that probably hits that 30s female who.
It's the cat ladies and the elderly.
Right.
Maybe so.
It's a different demographic.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the new iOS that's coming out.
Let's do it. iOS 5.
Basically, it's got a new notification center that happens right on the home screen. So when you get a new text message, Facebook message, all that kind of stuff, pops up on the home screen. You don't have to unlock it, or it doesn't overtake everything to see it on the front of the screen when you have that in the lock screen. They're also coming out with a new thing called iMessage, which is kind of similar to BBM, BlackBerry Messenger.
Right.
It's going to work on all their devices. It's going to work on the iPad, the iPhone, and the iPod Touch. Basically, it works over Wi-Fi or 3G. And you can, it's basically text messaging, but, or like iChat type thing.
Right.
But it's built right into the phone and it'll feel like SMS. They have this new thing called Reminders, which is basically a way to have reminders pop up. I mean, you kind of have that with a calendar, but it's more integrated. Thing I'm kind of excited about, Twitter's built into the phone.
Interesting.
So you don't have to download another app and. I think if you want a Twitter, it's probably right there on one of the. I didn't actually see it in use, but basically you can pull it right up in Twitter real quick. New thing called Newsstand that if you're into reading newspapers, you could subscribe to them like a. Looks almost like iBooks, but it automatically downloads the latest newspaper for whatever you're reading.
Nice.
So these are like 10 things that are on there. One thing I'm kind of excited about is every time I pull out my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh man, let me take a picture real quick, and you unlock it. oh, I'm on a program. I got to close it. Got to go to the home page. And then you open the camera. And by the time you get to that point, whatever you're trying to take a picture
of, the guy on the motorcycle drove by.
Yep.
Yeah.
That happens all the time to me.
I tried to do that tonight.
Yeah.
A guy in a funny move head, and I tried to get a picture. And
oh, really?
Didn't get to it in time.
With the new iOS, actually, on the home screen, there's going to be a button for the camera. And so when you hit the home screen, while it's locked, you can hit the camera button, and boom, you got your camera up, and you're ready to go take a picture.
Nice.
So I'm kind of excited about that, because I definitely have been, I've not been able to take certain things, because by the time I get the phone out, the car is like 15 miles down the road with the 17-foot wing. So, yeah. It's like, are you serious right now? I got to take a picture. This guy's a 17-foot wing. Look at that thing. I can't. Phone. Nope. Too late.
Oh, amazing.
Wreck.
I jones up about 17-foot wings, too.
Yeah. No, I just think it's funny.
I jones about 17-cent wings.
Ooh, 17-cent wings. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
But I'm on a diet right now, so that's beside the point. So you can also edit the photos now on the camera. So you can take out red eye, you can crop them, and that kind of stuff. That's not something you can do in the standard iPhoto
app. That's nice. The red eye thing would be a nice feature.
Oh, yeah. They updated the Game Center. Safari has a new reader that'll read RSS, and there's also some new mail enhancements. They're also trying to make
some
the device...
mail enhancements?
Yeah.
What type of mail enhancements?
Web mail enhancements.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They're also trying to make the device PC-free for those people who have just an iPad and an iPhone, so they don't actually have to hook it up to a computer anymore to start it up or to get things going and that.
Sync it.
Which, with the PC-free stuff, they're coming out with this iCloud.
Right.
So the iCloud will be available, or the iOS is available October 12th. So if you want to download it on October 12th, more than welcome to it. I mean, you're yawning. Am I boring you?
Nope, sorry. Didn't mean to yawn that big.
So anyways, iCloud's coming out. It's free for 5 gigs worth. It will daily back up your iPhone.
Okay.
Also has some other features like find your friends and sync your music and all that good stuff right there on the cloud.
Okay.
So if you've downloaded anything.
If you have multiple devices, it will sync all of them using the cloud?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They're also coming out with the new service. What is it called? It's iTunes Match. It's only available in the U.S.
Yay.
But basically what it is it's turn your illegal music into legal music.
Yes.
I love it.
What's None happening, it, the idea behind it actually is that you rip your CDs into your iTunes, and then you match them to the real iTunes, and they turn your ripped CDs of MP3s into like copies that will stay on the cloud for you. So you can download, you don't have to, like, oh, I've ripped all my CDs and I've got them in my computer at home, but I want to listen to Rush right now and I don't have it on this phone. Oh, if I go buy it from iTunes, it's $10, but I already have it. Why would
That's really
that?
Nice. I have that problem because now I have the iPad.
Right.
And I've been taking it to shows with me, and I always do like walk-in music and play on music for people that are going on the stage or whatever. And I have a huge library at home.
Right.
But I don't have the space on the iPad to carry all that music.
Exactly.
So it'll be nice to have it in a cloud where I can just pull down whatever I need. That'd be really nice.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
And is it still like the $25 a year or something?
If they haven't changed any pricing, it's going to be $25 a year.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That means I'll still keep paying for Spotify.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, you get the 5 gigs free, and if you want to go bigger, 10 gigs is 20, 20 gigs is 40, and 50 gigs is $100 a year, I think, or a month. A year or a month. I don't know. I didn't see one of the
It's quite
other.
A big difference.
Yeah, it is quite a big difference.
$100 a year or
we
a month.
We have a space question. Know. How much space? Do you know? The free space is 5 gigs.
Yeah, it's 5 gigs is free.
How much is paid?
10 gigs is 20, 20 gigs is 40, and 50 gigs is 100.
A month or a year? We don't know.
We don't know.
What?
It's probably a year, I
I'm
think.
I'm sticking with
it
Spotify.
Might be a month. Yeah, Spotify's $10 a month.
It's probably a month.
The $25 match service is a year.
Yeah, but...
To 5 gigs.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's probably a month.
But see, I don't
because
know if
the
that
Google
counts.
Cloud stuff.
That's in your cloud. So, I mean, the stuff that's actually synced to iTunes, I don't think that's in your cloud.
I'm pushing like 60 to 80 gigs of music. Now, I don't listen to it all, but I'm not going to pay.
No. I don't think it stays in the cloud that way. I think it's available on the iTunes store.
Oh,
but
so I just listen.
The things that are in your cloud are like your docs, your backups, those kind of things.
Oh,
so where does your music stay?
The music, Oh, so
the music then once it synchronizes to the system, it stays in the iTunes music store.
No, so it's
so like you have
so you just have the right to download it again on any.
You have the right to stream it. You can't download it again.
Well, they did use the word stream, which was kind of interesting.
I think so. It's
so you
like,
have to be connected to Wi-Fi.
So technically,
to be able to
you
use
pay
it.
The $25. The match is to see that you have the file, and then you can listen to it anywhere from
right.
the iTunes service.
Yeah,
that kind of sucks.
And stream, actually, we don't know if he was actually using the word stream as a stream or
okay.
if actually you could download it to your iDevice.
Okay.
But I really hope it's download because...
Yeah, that...
Because even Spotify, when you pay the $25 a month, you can...
$3,333 tracks.
$9, you actually can sync to your phone all
yep.
these
the offline
stuff,
mode.
So. Yeah.
It's amazing.
So,
it really is. I just did that this last week.
Did you?
Right, yeah. Like an hour before the show, client says, I really want some Motown music as walk-in today.
Right.
I'm like, Motown? I don't have any Motown. So there was no wireless internet, so I tethered my phone.
Yeah.
And
legally.
And downloaded off of Spotify 20 right. tracks of Motown stuff.
Cool.
And then... didn't have to worry about the internet
yeah.
crapping out
I'm
on
a,
me during the show.
I was hating on Spotify in the beginning because I couldn't find certain music.
Right.
And then I found a lot more music that I would like to listen to, so I
right.
did it. I bit the bullet.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they don't have everything, but they have a nice database of stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With a lot of stuff.
I mean, I was doing basically the same thing with Rhapsody so many years ago. I mean, we're talking like 5 or 6 years ago I was doing Rhapsody. But the problem was I didn't have a device that I could sync to for
right.
Rhapsody. So I was kind of I gave up on that. I was like,
I love the
$14
iPhone
a month. That was no good. But that's
are
available
you doing Spotify?
I am on Spotify.
Here's
I paid Spotify because I wanted to have the early release of it
because
I wasn't able to get into the beta.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh well, I'll just pay the $10 to get in, and then I haven't stopped paying yet. I need to though.
But you don't use it?
I do.
Oh,
not as much as I'd like to though.
Oh man, I use it.
I mean,
all day
I used
long.
It. Well, the issue I had though is I used it on the way back from Maryland, and it ended up filling up my entire iPhone.
Oh, because
like,
you had the offline mode on?
No, offline mode was off. It was like, it was all the cache.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I
was like, because you have zero, I couldn't do anything. It was like crashing the phone.
You don't empty your cache?
I did. And then I went into iFile and I ended up clearing it out that way too, so.
iFile.
It's a program to be able to.
I have iFile. I never use it.
Yeah, you can, it's a Cydia app that you can
oh, right. yeah,
view Cydia. Your stuff. So
have,
anyways.
Hold on, I have
ahead.
One more thing to say about this. The first time, well. I've started using the iPad more for music.
Mm-hmm.
There's something I'm frustrated about that I think I need to write just to see if it can be added in. There's no crossfade in iPod app on the iPad.
No, there's not.
And there's no crossfade on Spotify.
Oh, that drives me nuts.
So every time I'm playing back music over a PA, and it's really obvious when it gets quiet.
Right.
And there's like 5 to 6 seconds of silence in between each song.
Right.
It's really frustrating.
Oh,
because
yeah.
the iPod, which is much cheaper than all these other devices, it has it in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The iPod has crossfade.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So what you
I've
need to
set
do...
It on my, it's on my old iPod.
What you need to do is you need to take your iPod and your iPad, and you can manually crossfade.
Yeah,
between songs.
Geez.
That's smart. It can't be that hard to add in that one little feature, though.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to write them.
You should.
Have you checked, like, a app?
I've looked. I Googled it, like, for an hour the other day at the show trying to figure it out.
Interesting.
Because I thought, there's no way this can be possible. I'm just missing it somewhere. But it's not there.
When you sync your music from Spotify, it's only playable within the Spotify app, correct? Or does it show up in your iTunes?
It's only playable within the Spotify app.
Okay. Yeah.
I've synced it to my iPod or my iTunes
right.
playlist, but it only shows up in Spotify under iTunes playlist.
Right.
I got
so
you.
Anything that's on your iTunes will sync to your Spotify playlist
right,
that
right,
says
right.
iTunes, and it'll throw it in that one.
Gotcha. Okay. So let's move on then. Did you guys see the Nano watch band they're coming out with?
Yes.
I kind of want a Nano just so I can wear it as a watch.
This is old news, though.
Is it really?
It is, but they're really cool.
I had never
like
seen it before.
3 or 4 months ago, and the apps are like jonesing over these watch bands.
No,
yeah.
Have you seen the new ones?
Yeah.
Well,
mean,
they have
it's
a bunch
the
of
same
new faces.
Concept.
Yeah.
Same
yeah, yeah, yeah.
concept, but they have really nice watch bands.
Yeah.
Though. I mean, now that I'm going to start working out here soon, I'm like, that would be a great thing mm-hmm. to have to carry around, I think.
No,
I mean,
they are cool.
I mean, it was really pretty awesome. So
definitely.
What's the storage space like on the Nanos now?
I think it's 2, 4, and 20? 16 or 8 or something. I don't know. I have to look it up.
Not enough for it's a big deal. And now if you got a Spotify app.
Yeah, and they have apps on it, but I don't think you can get those.
Dude, if you
apps.
Could, that if, would be if you rad. Can hack it and put Spotify on it,
oh, that would gosh. Be pretty awesome.
I would do it.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Do it.
So, Double says he thinks it's 8 and 16. So,
16's not bad.
No.
iPod Touch comes with iMessage. Right. It's coming out with a white iPod Touch. Mm. One thing I was disappointed about, they got rid of the iPod Classic.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah.
The iPod Classic was basically the old iPod that was, you know, metal back and all that good stuff. And they had them up to sizes of, I think, 160 or 180 gig.
Yeah.
Something crazy. But you would think if they're getting rid of this device, why not come out with a 128 meg iPod Touch? They didn't have one.
It's sad.
I mean, you have the 64, but
they don't even have an
80
gig.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I had my 80 gig iPod for like 6 years.
You don't still have it?
And the battery's just going.
Replace it. It's not that bad.
Really?
iFixit.com.
iFixit.com.
Yep.
I love that thing.
Yeah. All right, so, okay, let's talk about the iPhone 4S now. It's coming out with the A5 chip, which is a dual-core chip, 7 times faster in graphics and twice as fast as the iPhone 4.
Is the A5 in the new iPad?
The A5 is in the new iPad. In the iPad 2.
Okay.
Correct. They fixed the antenna gate issues by adding 2 antennas that hops between the 2 of them.
Right.
So you can't actually...
See ya, Troy.
You can't actually, you know, make the things go down. The signal go down. It uses HSDPA for speed. So it speeds up to 14 gig. It has both GSM and CDMA. So it's a world phone.
Right.
It'll work anywhere. One of the things I kind of like about it, I mean, to be honest, this phone is nice, but it's not enough of an upgrade of the iPhone 4 for me to change.
Right. I agree.
But the camera is one of those things that I'm looking at going, man, I sure would like to have the nicer camera.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to make it quote unquote better than a point and shoot. It's 8 megapixel with a f/2.4 stop. 5-element lens with it has backside illumination to create more light in your pictures, so it can actually gather more light. And it actually shoots 1080p video now, which is really pretty cool.
It's great.
It also does face detection like the iPhoto app does, and real time video stabilization and noise reduction.
Pretty sweet phone.
Pretty cool. I kind of want it, but I kind of don't.
I'm pre-ordering it for Casey.
Are you?
Yep.
I'm gonna actually order it for Gina.
Well, she's going from a BlackBerry crap to this, so she's gonna be in heaven.
Well, Gina's going from my iPhone 3G
mm-hmm.
to this.
Yeah, that's a big.
So
deal.
Wow.
When I went from my 3G to a 4, I'm like, whoa, that's ridiculous.
I came out of the room the other day. And the USA Today front page was hating on the 4GS.
Yeah.
And...
Well, it's not that... It's kind of like the 3GS was to the 3.
Yeah.
It's not that big. I mean, it's a big jump because you get the bigger processor. But the iPhone 4 now is powerful enough to handle the OS, whereas the 3 was not powerful enough to handle the OS.
Yeah.
It was really slow.
Yeah.
So, to me, it's not that big of a jump. I mean, it is, but it's not.
A good jump for hardware, though. Like,
yeah.
If you want the better camera.
Absolutely.
And if you want to go from a crappy phone to this, then yeah.
Well,
the camera's a big deal.
And the only thing.
It is a big deal.
The only thing we're not going to be getting with the 4 with the new iOS is Siri.
No. Right.
We do not get it with the iPhone 4. They're saying it requires the faster hardware to actually run Siri. So that means.
I smell a Cydia app coming on.
They say that basically they're hoping it's very easily unlockable for the iPhone 4. So we'll see what happens. But it might run slower. But, people, I've seen a lot of hate about Siri on Facebook and Twitter and such. People are really upset because they're like, this is old technology. This is nothing new. Well, whenever Apple says something, everybody stops everything and, you know, oh, no, Apple said it. It's awesome, blah. Well, that's not the big deal. The big deal is Siri isn't just voice recognition. I mean, it isn't just like voice commands. Like, we have voice commands on the iPhone 4. You can, you know, call Danny Haas, and it calls Danny Haas, you know. Or, you know, you can say, listen to, you know, Rush, moving pictures, and it'll pull up the thing. The thing that's so innovative about this is it uses plain English technology. So, basically, you don't have to know any commands. They actually showed things like they held the button and they said, should I wear a raincoat today? And Siri came back and says, well, today it looks like rain in your area.
That's
so
amazing.
Maybe you should.
I know.
So,
that's nuts.
That's those are the things that,
oh,
like,
God, we're going to die.
Yeah.
The robots are going to take over. This is it.
Double says Skynet. Yeah. It pretty much kind of is.
It's scary.
The phone's getting too smart for its own good.
It opens up all new doors for cheating for high school kids.
Oh yeah, well,
have
oh
your little earbud in with
I'm
your
so jealous.
With your microphone in it and just like whisper.
I would totally pass math.
I mean, you could be like, you know,
how do you spell this?
Spelling. That's doubles.
Spelling.
That's doubles class.
but you know, I mean, like, should be things like you should be able to say pretty much anything to it. Like, when is Childish Gambino playing next time? And all of a sudden.
Saturday, Orlando.
Anyway, so like, you know, when are they playing? And then it says, please wait while it searches, and it comes back and says, they're playing in Orlando this Saturday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, you can pretty much say anything to it. And that's what's so innovative about it. It's not because it's voice technology. Everybody has voice technology. Yeah it does voice recognition right. Where you're able to text, you know, text.
Everyone has voice technology for English, press one or say one.
Right, exactly.
And then it still can't understand what you're saying.
Exactly. It's just, this is just so well put together. I mean, and don't get me wrong, Apple didn't invent it. It was written by a company called Siri, or another company, but basically it was another program called Siri that they bought the company to use them in their you know, phone. So, you know, they're not quite the innovator of it, but they were smart enough to pick up the company to be able to use it because they said this technology is great. So
no, I agree. I'm really looking forward to using that. Definitely. That's it.
Yeah. Another thing that Apple added that I'm really kind of excited about is they are coming out with an oops clause to their AppleCare. So if you drop your phone... I think it's $99 now instead of the $69. But if you drop your phone for $50, they'll replace your phone up to 2 times over the course of your
AppleCare. Oh, man.
Holy crap.
That's about time.
Yeah.
Everyone else has been doing that for a while. That's great.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it's really kind of cool. I've never dropped my phone to break it, knock on wood.
Well, I'm at that point. My button doesn't work at the top anymore.
Oh, did you not buy the secondary AppleCare? The second year worth?
I don't know. Maybe.
It's $69 more. I went in the day before my Apple Care expired, mm-hmm. the first year, and I ended up buying
it. Yeah, I didn't do that, so no.
Oh, yeah. I was like, you know what? If I have an issue with mine where the glue is basically separating from the screen, from the glass, so it's like a little yellow in the upper hand corner. So I knew I needed to go in and get that replaced, and I said, you know, I'm going to go in there and buy that the last day before. Or, you know, I was trying to get it last week or whatever because you can do that.
Right.
So... which is
I'm kind of hoping cool. I can upgrade to this new phone. We'll see.
From what I understand, they're not allowing upgrades if you've gotten the 4G. It's really the first phone that Apple's not, or AT&T has not done this with.
I'm going to Sprint.
Well, and they say it's actually cheaper to cancel your device or pay the cancellation fee and go to a new carrier than it is to buy a new device out of contract.
Jeez.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
One more thing Apple is doing, though, is Apple will now accept your used iPhone 4 in exchange for up to $200.
Whoa.
So you can sell it back to Apple for an Apple gift card up to $200 for the 4 and the 3GS.
Wow.
For the 4S. Oh, the 3GS is a $200 gift card as well?
No, up to. So, like, they'll assess how good your phone is.
Crap.
So, you'll get about $50.
Yeah, jeez.
But, I can
hack it and throw it on eBay.
Yeah, and actually, that's the better. This is actually for people who don't want to deal with eBay and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was looking at 3Gs for one of the ladies here at the office, who's basically, her phone's pretty mint. I mean, she doesn't really do anything with it. And I was looking on eBay, and the iPhone 3s, we're still going for like $80.
Wow. That's
so
nuts.
I mean, because people want to buy them without contract. Without a contract, if you wanted to buy the 4GS without a contract, it's $650.
Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly.
That's insane.
That's a computer. That's a whole
It is.
Computer.
It really is. So, yeah. So, if you want to not deal with eBay, though, you can go on to you can go to Apple and send them your phone, and they'll give you a gift card for a new one.
Interesting. I'm not doing that. But yeah. I really would like to have a new phone.
Yeah. I mean,
here's the things. I don't be locked into this next phone when the 5 comes out.
And that's where I'm at, too. Because, see, I'm one of those. I waited from the 3. I was like, the 3GS is nice, but is the speed really worth it? You know?
Right.
And they came out the 4. I'm like, sweet. I didn't do anything. I'm ready for the 4. And then now this 4S comes out. I'm like, well, I don't really want to do anything because I'm hoping the 5 comes out. And the 5 is on the.
Yeah.
I'm on that Goodyear. You know
You're
what I mean?
You're going to kick yourself when the 5 comes out if you get the 4GS.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm hoping that that the 5 comes out when I'm ready to upgrade, which I think is in February or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So or maybe July, I don't know.
Well, I'm next July, so if I can upgrade,
it's the same. We got our phone at the same time, so yeah, it's next.
Oh
July.
Right, yeah.
We got.
I might do a 5. We'll see.
Oh, I'll definitely.
I told
do
myself
a 5.
I'll do 6, but I'll go wait till 6. But
I'm
then,
moving to Sprint though.
But technically, I'll be waiting for 5. 5GS and then 6.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we'll see.
I'm not waiting.
And the longer
three more
you
phones.
Wait, the longer it is.
Yeah, I don't want to wait 3 more phones.
One more thing they were talking about in the news that just kind of coincidental is Apple predicted Siri 24 years ago so perfectly it's scary.
What?
They came out with in 1987 with a commercial that talked about a future computer that would have a touchscreen with a computerized assistant that you could talk to. They were off their prediction by only 18 days.
What?
Oh,
basically,
my
in 1987,
gosh.
They was doing a paper that looked like it was written on. The date on the professor's calendar is September 16th, and he's looking at a 2006 paper written about "quote unquote" about 5 years ago, setting the year as 2011, September 16th.
Oh my gosh!
So 24
That's
years
awesome.
Ago, Apple predicted that that their magical touchscreen device that could do video calls, that would have a digital assistant you could interact with, and that would pull down data from a massive network, the cloud, and they were only 18 days off.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty crazy.
That's a big fail.
That is insane.
18 days they couldn't do it right? Failures.
That's insane.
So
that's amazing.
Technology has changed so much in 24 years. How would you be able to predict
that? Oh, yeah. And it's like exactly what they were doing. So
wow.
Pretty impressive that basically they – did what they said in the time they said.
Wow.
But
and nuts.
Yeah.
iPhone 4.
So,
S. 4S or 4GS?
4GS. No,
okay.
4S. S. No, they aren't putting the G behind it because they don't want to.
It's not
they
4G.
Don't want to fake the funk.
Right.
Is kind of what he said without, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but he said other companies are saying a 14 megabit connection is 4G because it legally is 4G speed. But they don't want to call it a 4G until they actually have a 4G chip.
Gotcha.
So, which 4G is capable up to 100 megabytes per second down. So that's faster than that's as fast as your home connection usually, unless you're on gigabit.
Gigabit.
So let's move on to let me see what else we got here.
We got some goodbyes.
Yeah, we got some goodbyes. Let me just say this: if you want to email us, you can email us at the show.
We've been getting
at
emails.
TheNerdiverse.com. And I want to go ahead and read this email we got. And we will read yours on the air as well, no matter what it says, even if you want to sell us Viagra.
What?
It's, I don't know. We'll read it. I don't care.
Sweet.
It says, Dear Nerdiverse.
Yes.
Thank you for having such a wonderful podcast.
Wow.
Yesterday, I drove 6 hours from Johannesburg to Durban, South Africa.
Wow.
And listened to 4 September podcasts back to back.
Oh,
nice.
Great stuff. You're starting to really jealous a group of friends that happen to have microphones and a rough agenda in front of you. Sincerely, effing A.
That's exactly what we are.
Effing A?
That's his name, effing A.
Effing A.
Effing A. It's forwarding Andrew. So, thanks, Andrew Haas. We
That's
appreciate
great.
Your email.
His last name's Haas?
It is Haas.
What?
Maybe your long-lost relatives.
I went to high school with an Andrew Haas.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he's...
I doubt it's the same, but...
From South
Andrew,
Africa.
Andrew, if you're listening to this podcast, if you went to University High School, send us an email and let us know. Maybe you went to school with Danny.
That's weird, man. Same last name.
Same last name.
Andrew.
Same F and A.
F and A.
All right, so...
Maybe F and D.
If you want to... If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can follow the show at Nerdiverse Show. You can follow me at Chon_Lee. And you can follow Danny at
Rogue.
With
our
a
zero.
Our Z zero.
With a zero.
With a
our
Z.
Zero GUE.
Rusg.
And you can follow Cody at
Commander Kodo.
All right. And also, you can call us at 407-900-NERD. Leave your voicemails. I kind of forgot to switch that over all week. So if you called and tried to leave one, call back and try to leave it again this week, and we'll get it. Yeah, it's been forwarded to the studio line all week instead of the voicemail. And
Cody.
Call us on. I mean, leave our. Oh, I'm all messed
all
up.
Over the place.
And
F and D.
It's that. So leave us a 5-star review on iTunes as well. We'd love
to leave
hear
us
from
as
you.
Many stars as you want.
We need 5 stars.
If you leave a 1, you need to write an essay on why.
Yeah, we'll take a 1-star review, but I'd love to hear from you guys.
I know McCarthy hasn't written one yet, so
yeah,
do it.
F and D.
I think we are out of here.